Dear Year 9 me, we are now in Year 13 and it's all coming to an end. Yes, that's right, we have survived high school. There is going to be a lot of times over the next 4 years where you may feel like it would be easier to just give up and leave school. But don't. Trust me when I say that it's really worth it. Also, although we have now grown to feel confident and proud of the person we are, there are a few things that I wish we knew way back in Year 9 that would have made this whole journey just a little easier. So we both know full well what an extremely loud and bubbly personality we have. I'm telling you now, we need to boil that down in class. Don't let yourself get distracted so easily. Just stop talking. You need to sit still and pay attention, even if it's something boring like maths. School will always, and I repeat, always, be more important than the latest Year 9 gossip like who's dating who or what you're going to wear next Mufti Day. Chatting with your friends and not focusing now will hold you back and make it harder later on when you're starting to build on the base knowledge you were supposed to learn in Year 9. Make a good first impression with all your teachers, because you'll most likely come across them again later, and it really, really helps if they like you. Just trust me. You are going to hate French. Try to move out of it as soon as possible before it's too late and you're stuck in it all year. Do not select it again for a subject in Year 10. Mum and Dad will be pushy and try to get you to stick with it, but trust me, it gets far worse. I've come to the conclusion that we really don't have the brain for learning a language. After having to take in it for 2 whole years, this has been proven to me several times. The teacher would proceed to chat away to you in fluent French about, I don't know, some old building or something, and all you could ever remember was how to say, "oui." Make sure that you take time to grow yourself as a person. It's okay to change your mind all the time. 1 week you might love a colour and the next you'll probably hate it. It's also okay to change who you want to hang out with. You'll go through times where you and your close friends argue and you're annoyed, but don't be afraid to confront them. They will understand because they know you better than you think they do. Also, if you need to take a break and take some time with some other people, that's okay as well. You are figuring out who you are as a person and who you want to become. The part is still the same now. We don't know what we're doing after school when it comes to careers or jobs we want to get into, but I know that you've always wanted to travel, so get a job as soon as possible. Don't wait until Year 11. We are planning on going traveling next year, and we've also bought a car. Make sure that you aim to save. Save instantly. Calm down your shopping addiction. You don't need to spend every cent you are given. Another important thing is to help out others when you can. Although you are having a blast right now, and overall our high school experience has been great, for some, high school isn't fun at all. If you notice one kid who sits alone at lunch, invite them over. It might make their day. You never know what a gesture like that will mean to them. And you never know. You might make a new friend too. Lastly, but to me, most importantly, we're a beautiful, amazing, and extremely capable person, and you need to remember that. Stop worrying about what everybody else around you is doing and focus on you. What do you want to do? What do you want to excel at? What they think of you is irrelevant. It's okay to shine and try your best. You won't look like a tryhard, honestly. This is hard for us to do, but you need to not care about them. They are just as self-conscious as you are right now, and those little things that you think they'll be staring at, they don't even notice. Wear whatever you want on Mufti days. I know that it's a big thing in Year 9 where everybody dresses up their best, but honestly, no one cares what you show up in. By the time you get here, you most likely will look back and cringe at it anyway. Be brave. Come out of your shell. As soon as you do, you'll regret not doing it sooner, I promise you. I was so shy for so long around the people who I didn't know, but they're not so scary, you know. I'm no longer shy and I regret not being myself as much as I could have. I really do feel like it held me back. You are going to meet so many weird and wonderful people through your time here, and some of them will become your closest friends. Even some of the people you never thought to speak to when you're 9 are now very close friends of yours. Remember, high school is a bumpy ride, but it's a good one. Trust me when I say this. Although we are currently an awkward Year 9 who doesn't like to take advice from anyone or listen to any instructions, please take some of this advice in, and I guarantee you, you'll have a better time at high school. Saying that, you want to make the next 5 years here as enjoyable as possible. You've got a good group of friends, but don't be scared to branch out. Those other kids are just as shy of you Ngunnamulli kids as you are of them. And the more connections that you make around the school, the better. When it becomes the time to choose what classes you'll take next year, don't be afraid to try something new, like an instrument. Because looking back, it would have been really cool if we carried on playing the guitar. Don't let anybody else's opinions or thoughts affect you what you choose. Not your friends, not your teachers, not even mum and dad. They are trying to guide you and help you, but your own opinion counts the most. You have to live through it. Most importantly, under no circumstances should you take French.